Welcome to Pertois of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about the giant kings of Dalriada and Pechland for AD 789 till AD 900. The Hoos of Fergus. Constantine, son of Fergus, 789 to 820. Constantine, son of Fergus of Dalriada, a Gaelic-speaking Scot, was the first king to rule over both Pechs and Scots. Becoming king of Dalriada in 785, he conquests the Kinric of Frotru by 789, and by 800, the Lave of Pechland. He flitted for the west to the Pechtish east, and held his court in the Erts. Though his mitherlead was Gaelic, he was apparently at home with Pechtish traditions. It might be that the Viking raids that had started in his day led to his slither grip on Pechland after 814, but it was under Constantine and his foliars on the throne that the Kinric of Scotland was born. A tradition threeps that he died in Kilcuslan Monastery in Kintyre in 820. Innes, son of Fergus, 820 to 834. Innes was the brother of Constantine. He was most likely king of Dalriada under his brother, and signfolied him as our lord of both Pechs and Scots in 820. Old Ferniers claims that Innes brought the relics of St Andra to Scotland. It's clear enough that the first kirk in Kilremont, Bigot in the 8th century, was repaired in his day, and a small town grew up as mair and mair pilgrims made their way to worship at the religious cult. Sign the town would be cried St Andrews in the Scots Lied. King Innes upheld the mocht of his kin and was followed by his nevy as king over both the Pechs and Scots. Durstain, son of Constantine, 834 to 837. He was the nevy of King Innes. No muckle is kent about this king at all 3 year, but the Vikings micht a brocht about his doonfall. Ewan, son of Innes, 837 to 839. King Ewan, along with many of the Pechtish and Scots heeds of kin, fell in a muckle fecht again the Vikings in Fortru in 839. Between 839 and 848, Ewan's cousin, Kenneth, son of Alpin, and a family of Pechtish kings for the northeast of Scotland, was at heed and aches over the disputed our kingship. The Hoos of Alpin. Kennet, son of Alpin, 839 to 858. Kennet came to power in the days when the Danes and Norse, the Vikings, defeat the Scots and Pechs in Fortru. His father micht have been slaughtered in the same fecht, and say Kennet became king over Dalriada. In 843, he took the Our Lordship of Pechland in awe, and gone by old accounts and modern spearings, it was a bloody a day. There were a puckle kings in northeast Pechland that fought again him, but Kennet was the maester and mayor by 848. Stories of his slaughter of the Pechs is grounded on the fechs of the 840s, while chroniclers tells us that Kennet invaded Lothian a handful times. Kennet followed his kinsmen in making the Pechtish East his seat of power. Doubtless, he was losing land to the Norse. Kennet brought in help for Ireland, and made marriage alliances with the Bretts, and even the Vikings in awe. He died on the 8th of February, 858, at his house of strength at Fortiviot. Donal the First, son of Alpin, 858 to 862. He was a son of Alpin and brother of Kennet. Donal followed his brother as king and had to fecht with the Norse, but didn't lang reign. He died 13th of April, 862, at Scone. Constantine the First, son of Kenneth, Ech 62 to Ech 77. Like his father and uncle, Constantine had to politic and warzel with the Norse turnabout, because his kinrick at Alaba was on the gate between the Viking kinricks of Dublin and York, and a strict it to the north with the Norse in the Isles. In Ech 75, the Vikings fought the Bretts and the Pechs after the Vikings had been driven out of York, and syne they started to spile Alaba. By Ech 77, Constantine was all out with the Outlands and broke them to fecht, either at Innardovit and Angus or by Dollar and Fife, but he was defeat and killed. Heath Lichtfit, Ech 77 to Ech 78. Heath was another son of Kenneth. Heath followed his brother as king, but had to fecht with the Norse, ranging his kinrick. For by the own fashery, Heath was na lang and poor when the kinrid of Griga made a claim on the croon and broke him to fecht at Strathallan, Perthshire, where he was killed. Griga, son of Donal, Ech 78 to Ech 89. Griga was the son of Donal the First and cousin of Heath. In they days, the kingship was held by the customary tanistry. This meant that all the adult men of the family, sprung for the same grandsire, had a right to kingship. Nae bairn could be king, and the croon was aye held by an adult man. But it led to deedly feuds and slaughters, because that mony chiels could put forth their ain claims. The kinsman of Griga maist likely slew Heath with a honder for Dumbarton, and ruled Alaba, while Yochi, another cousin, held Dumbarton itsel. Griga died at Dundurn about Ech 89. Yochi of Dumbarton, Ech 78 to Ech 89. Yochi was the son of Run, king of Dumbarton, that was married to the daughter of Kenneth, son of Alpin. Yochi's grandfather, Habert, had been slain by Constantine the First. So historians deluse, though it might have been the reason for his uphod of Grigar again the family of Heath. Yochi was likely a hoflin when he came to the kingship, but he ruled alang with Grigar in Alaba. The twa kings fell fae poor in Ech 89 and was harried oot the kinrick. Yochi was the hindmaist of the Hamilt kings of Dumbarton. His time and place of death is unkent. Donal II, the Gallus, Ech 89 to 900. Donal the Gallus was the son of Constantine the First. Donal led his kin again Griga and Yochi in Ech 89 and took the croon for his cell. In the years Ech 89 to 90, Donal appearingly conquest Dumbarton, garring Yochi flee. Mony Britonic nobles now took themselves aff in a muckle flitting to their kinsmen in Wales. It was under Donal II that the Gallic Scots first loupit the Scot Watter, or Firth of Forth, bade among the old Anglo-speaking folk, and won Owrance of the lands of Lothian. Lothian had been part of the kinrick of Northumberland, but it had been conquest with the Danes no lang afore, laying Lothian to ston its lane. King Donal was novative in kirk and state, by a leiden often in pechtish law that wasna conform to the ways and laws of the Gaels. For now on, there would be nae question that the Gallic leiden customs was to come afore all other traditions in the kinrick of Alaba. King Donal died at Dunnottar in 900. He had broached all the kinricks of the north into the girth of Alaba.